Well, this pretty young thing, grease stains on her blue jeans, takes a seat at the bar next to me and is served a Long Island iced tea for free. Well, I noticed this because I'm a detective, and missing the little things in this profession only leaves me guessing. Well, I'm into my third Heineken and thinking, damn, this girl is fine looking. I ask her name and she smiles and says it's Mary Jane. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Mary Jane. You're one foxy dame, if you don't mind my saying. She says, who are you? Some kind of crazy fool.
Attempt to riddle me with bullets, but I'm too fast. I'm like Speedy Gonzalez, and my brawling technique is flawless. I disarm these lawless scum buckets and rough them up like a bunch of suckers. I bind them in duct tape. I call for backup to haul them away. I grab Mary Jane as a witness and the marriage of Juana for a rainy day. Yeah, I confiscate the Kingpin's Harley, which once belonged to Elvis Presley, and in custom paint on the gas tank it says rock hard, rock free. Now I'm the king. When I'm riding, I'm Ed Lee. When I'm fighting, I'm Tom Waits. When I'm riding, I'm Sublime. When I'm harmonizing, I'm Hank Williams. When I'm swilling, I'm Bob Dylan. When I'm chilling, and in bed when I'm dreaming, we'll be right back.
to the other side, where evil roams and bodies wander. Three kids got killed that year, and one of them was my brother. Three kids got laid in the dirt that month by the fathers and the mother. Get it
Mr. Leroy Stagger from his brand new record. That's the title track, Depression River. Not much depression going on here tonight, boy. Wow. We had the entire cast, just about, almost, of the Grand Caribou Opry in here live on the radio for you. Wow. What a treat. What a treat. It's more of a treat for me than it was for you, because you, dear listener, can go see all those folks at the West End Cultural Center tomorrow night, play a lot longer and a lot more, and having even more fun than they did here tonight. I, on the other hand, cannot. I'm going out of town tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to miss this show tomorrow. I'm so depressed. But I got to witness what just happened, which was a huge, huge treat. Thanks so much to all those folks for coming down. And yeah, like we said, you can go see him tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center. All proceeds go into Winnipeg Harvest, the Grand Caribou Opry. Yeah, before Leroy Stagger, we should tell you, we heard Ridley Bent, he was in there. We heard Suicide Winder from his album Blam. We also heard, we heard Barney Bentall from his Greatest Hits album. There's that AC/DC cover. Yeah, you shook me all night long, believe it or not. Yes, indeed. Coming up next, wow, we're behind. We got to pay bills. We're going to do the entertainment guide. We're going to do all that stuff. And it's going to start somewhere around now, I'd say.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Mark your calendars. The Winnipeg Aboriginal Film and Video Festival is being held November 23rd to the 26th. We're all about community and sharing our stories of inspiration and strength. We have 98 great films. Screenings take place at the Globe Cinema, the University of Winnipeg, and the Ellis Cafe and Theater. We also have free workshops for youth in acting and video production. Call 774-1375 for more information. I hope to see you there.
November is Yorkville month at Long & McQuaid. 0% financing on Yorkville manufactured or distributed products purchased all month long. Also look for great specials on gear like Epiphone's Les Paul Custom, regular $649, on now for $575. Half price Yorkville rental day is coming up Saturday, November 25th. Maximum 1 month rental, new rentals only. Yorkville month continues for all of November with 0% financing at Long & McQuaid, 651 Stafford Street, 284-8992, or Winnipeg at long-mcquaid.com.
So, you live here. Do you love it? Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you, and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, spirited energy.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fund Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Time now for a belated entertainment guide. Yes, the entertainment guide is heard 3 times daily here on CKUW, and each and every time it's brought to you by Into the Music. Yeah, what is it? It's concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. Yeah, it's true. So, you know what's going on. You know what's happening. You know what's going on at the West End Cultural Center tomorrow night. It's the Grand Caribou Opry. How many more times can we mention this show tomorrow? Well, we'll be doing it a few more, I'm thinking, because it's a happening thing. Tomorrow night at the West End Cultural Center, Barney Bentall, Dustin Bentall, Leroy Steger, Ridley Bent, Kendall Carson, Leslie Alexander, John Ellis, Rami Mays, and Chris Carmichael, with a cast of thousands. Well, a few more anyways. Tickets are $25 at the West End, Music Trader, Into the Music, Folkfest Music Store, McNally Robinson, yep, or you can get them at the door tomorrow night. All proceeds going to Winnipeg Harvest. It's true. Well, what else happening? If you need to see anything else, tomorrow night's show, I think, is going to do you for the rest of the year. But if you do need some more, well, let's see. Times changed. High and Lonesome Club. There's always something going down there. Tomorrow night, it's Campfire Night. Friday night, Big Dave McLean and the Muddy Tones. And Saturday, it's the Uncas and their pals, the D-Rangers. Wednesday, December 6th, the Be Good Tanyas are at the Garrick Theater. And Saturday, December 9th, Ron Sexsmith returns with Jill Barber opening up at the Jim Cale Theater. Saturday, January 20th, the Tragically Hip will be closing the show for the Sadies at MTS Center. And Thursday, February 8th, Tim O'Brien rock, bluegrass A-lister Tim O'Brien at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, indeed. Some other things. Sooner than that, though, oh my goodness, this is a sad note. Thursday, November 30th at the Royal Albert Arms. It's the final show ever of the Geek Street Band. Yes, indeed. Winnipeg's finest Bruce Springsteen tribute band. Calling it quits. Thursday, November 30th at the Albert. Be there. $5. Performing with the world's greatest Green Day tribute band, Slappy Kerplunk and the Hours, along with other guests. So yeah, Thursday, November 30th, be there for the final show of the Geek Street Band. You know you gotta be there. Speaking of local bands, the Barrymores, they've got a CD coming out, and they're doing the big CD release bash, not once, but twice. Friday, November 24th at the Royal Albert, and Saturday, November 25th at the Label Gallery. That's right across the street from us here at the U of W. Yeah. And CKW is presenting Electro Lounge November 30th at Mondragon. And we're also presenting American Hardcore from December 1st to the 7th at the Cinematheque. American Hardcore explodes off the screen with great performances and hilarious storytelling from the survivors of the first generation of hardcore punk bands, Black Flag, Bad Religion, DOA, Bad Brains, Circle Jerks, and all your favorites. And of course, all the way down into March of next year, March 19th, if you don't know, well, get ready to be amazed. Centennial Concert Hall is the place. Who's going to be there on March 19th? John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. If you can believe that. Wow. And that's it. That's it for the Entertainment Guide. If you'd like more entertainment, well, you have far too much time on your hands. Oh, there it goes. There goes the Entertainment Guide noise. It's almost done with. It's almost done with. We can listen to something else. Oh, real soon. Real soon. Let's just hang in there for it. It's almost gone. There it goes. It's gone. There, what'd I tell you? Well, you know, as everybody was leaving the studios, Leroy was on the phone talking to somebody, and they were asking what it sounded like, and he's telling them, oh, it sounded like the Springsteen and the Seeker Sessions. And it did. Didn't it kind of, sort of? Didn't it kind of, sort of sound like this?
One, two. His face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, and died with a toothache in his heel. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to get your supper. Yeah!
supper. Get out the way, old Nantucker. You're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old Nantucker. You're too late to get your supper. Get out the way, old Nantucker. You're too late to get your supper.
Hi, this is Samantha Parton of the Be Good Tanyas, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, here I am.
Fiddle and guitar, where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits, new shiny cars, it's been the same way for years. We need a change. Somebody told me got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you. I don't think Hank done it this way. No, I don't think Hank done it this way. The fire.
backside of me. Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. You sure ain't done it this way. You sure ain't done it this way. Hey!
Joe Ely being backed up by the guys in Uncle Tupelo there, believe it or not. That's, I don't know where that's from. That's some, from some crazy promo thing. Yes, indeed. I think you can find it on Uncle Tupelo Collection, though. I think they finally did release it legitimately. Yeah. Before that was what? I don't even know. I'm losing track here. Was it the Be Good Tanya's? I think it was. I think it was the Be Good Tanya's. Or is it Tanya's? I don't know, you know? I think it might be Tanya's, you know. I'm not sure. We'll have to ask them when they come through town. They are coming through town, early December. It is. Where's that date? December 6th, a Wednesday night. Hey, it's Twang Trust Night. You get to listen to the show and then go to the show. What fun that's going to be! December 6th, Be Good Tanya's at the Garrick Theater. There, they're finally calling it the Garrick Theater. Very, very exciting, indeed. It is. And before that was Bruce Springsteen from the Seeger Sessions album. That tour ended the other night, officially, yeah. It doesn't look like it's going to be starting up again. They ended it off in Europe. I don't know, they put out, the guy releases it for the second time, calls it the American Land Edition, and then he doesn't even actually tour the American Land with the record. I don't know what his problem is. Nobody went. He toured, nobody went. So I guess you can't blame him. But it's a great record. You should go buy it. Yeah. And apparently they just filmed, they did three shows in Ireland that they filmed. So you know that's going to be coming out for a DVD sometime in the near future, which is good news. Speaking of Bruce, you know, the original plan for tonight, it was only supposed to be a handful of folks coming down to the studios tonight. And I brought along some Bruce bootlegs. I was going to hep Leroy to some Bruce stuff that he's never heard before. I thought this would be a good one to play for him and Kendall, who was in here playing fiddle. We're going to hear something from Bruce with the fiddle player, and no, not Seeger Session stuff. This is going way back, way, way, way back to February of 1975, for Pete's sake. Yes, Bruce Springsteen actually had a fiddle player in the band in 1975. Not for a long time, but it was a sweet time, and we're gonna hear what it sounded like right now, as a matter of fact. Bruce Springsteen live at the Main Point in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, February 2nd, 1975, on fiddle, Mrs. Suki Lahav. Here's an old Bob Dylan chestnut you might know.
Smile, I stand on fire. She's all I said, "Here, boy, here's your mirror and your ball and your jacks. But they ain't what I came for. And I'm sure you know that too. I came for you. Baby, I came for you. But you did not need me.
not need it. For you, maybe I came for you. But your life was one long emergency. And my cloud line urges me. My electric surges.
Oh, yeah. big and uses too much gas. Some folks say it's too old. It goes just a little too fast. But my love is bigger than a Honda.
That's right.
It's bigger than a Subaru. Hey man, there's only one thing and there's one car that will do. Anywhere we don't have to drive it. We can park it out and back. Have a party in your big Cadillac. Crush the seat. Riding in the back. Cruising down the street. Waving to the girls. Feeling out of sight. Spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just want to love you. Do love in the back of your car.
Ah, brand new music from Jerry Lee Lewis, Last Man Standing, cover of Bruce Springsteen's Pink Cadillac. And who was that running around in the background there, shouting out and playing guitar? Ah, yes, Cousin Brucey himself. Before that was the band from their live album Rock of Ages. Bob Dylan sitting in on that bonus track from the CD reissue. Yes, indeed, Don't You Tell Henry, one of those basement tapes things. And Brucey himself at the top of that set with a cover of Bob Dylan's I Want You, featuring no fiddle at all. So I was going on about fiddle, and then what do? I play a solo piano track. I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of the 47-minute version of Incident on 57th Street that opens that album. But seeing as how there's 2 minutes left in the show, I can't play it. Another time. But a beautiful version of that song, wasn't it? It was. Speaking of beautiful versions of songs, boy, you're going to hear a great version of this song tomorrow by the sounds of it. Tomorrow night, of course, being the Grand Caribou Opry down at the West End Cultural Center. If you tuned in to this here show earlier in the evening, then you heard a good chunk of those folks who are going to be there tomorrow night. You heard Barney Bentall. You heard Dustin Bentall. You heard Leroy Stagger. You heard Ridley Bent, you heard Leslie Alexander and Kendall Carson. Holy moly. And this song here, we're going to play something from Dustin Bentall's album, which is called Streets with No Lights. This song, boy, this is A1 on the Twang Trust jukebox right now. And you can hear this one tomorrow night. Dustin does this as a duet on the record with somebody who I don't know offhand. But tomorrow night, wow, he's going to be doing this as a duet with our own Rami Mays. So I would wet myself if I was there to hear it. But unfortunately, I won't be there. I'll be somewhere else. But you can be there. $25 will get you in, and it's all going. All proceeds going to Winnipeg Harvest. So there. No reason not to go. And if you missed the first hour of this show, which was an unbelievable hoot, you can go to www.twangtrust.ca and listening to it, give me a few hours for Pete's sake. It takes me a while to upload these things. But the show does have a website, twangtrust.ca. You can go there, listen to the show all over again, or one from the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months or so. So do that. And then come back here next week and we'll do it all again. I believe next week we have more in-studio guests. If I'm not mistaken, next week be here to hear the Hazy Pilgrims, Winnipeg's only rock and roll band, live in the studio. And until then, here's Dustin, folks. See you next week.
Once I was high, now I'm grounded. Then I felt real good, but now I feel wounded. Something in your eyes tells me the time has come. Here comes the end of the fun. I know when tonight I see the sun, I know. I did some time in Chateau d'If prison. There I had a best friend whose name was Eleven. They let him out in 43 and me in 7. God told me one time he'd let me into heaven. When I'm done, cut in deeper just to know what it felt like to be cutting deeper. Then I felt a scratch on my back tell me could it be the night's reaper. I looked back in time to see him reaching for his gun dressed in red and black. She told me all that I lacked wasn't what I know.